Somebody b'shogeg was over one of the lavim. That's also a chayiv chatas for. So Rashi b'chisisku v'sasas kol mitzvah seilo. V'yafinu b'hervius zu avoy d'zorum. Talking about the chet of avoy d'zorum. So yishkula k'chol ha-mitzvahs. That's going out to all the mitzvahs. If you din avoy d'zorum, it's like you over kol tera kulam. V'oksiv tera achas means kol ha-tera b'mashma. V'ol tera is b'mashma. V'oksiv, the next postik says, v'yanefesh ha-shatasa v'yad roma. If somebody does the chet, v'yad roma b'meitit. Is hook shu kulam avoy d'zorum. Hookish all the kavonis to avoid the zorah. The drash hookshu kavonis shoshgogos shakol aveirut to shal avoid the zorah. As this Torah achas is a limit to any chet you do b'shegig that you have a chiyav chatos to bring a chiyav korban l'shal avoid the zorah to the chet the korban of avoid the zorah. What's the limit? Ma avoid the zorah korban shelo ein a bull elo al aveirut gemura shechayv al doni koris. The only time you have a chiyav to bring a chatos to korban if it's such a chet. That if you would have done the chet b'mezid, you chayiv a korus. Now that you do the chet b'shoydig, we say you chayiv a korban. That's why there's a hekesh of shoydig to mezid. To tell me on which type of a shoydig is the rechiv chatis, only in avera that if you do the avera b'mezid, I'll call upon the rechiv korus. But the rechiv misavadim is good. But if you do something b'mezid, there's no rechiv korus, even if you do the chet b'shoydig, there won't be any rechiv chatis. Chatis and Koros goes together. The only chayiv a chatis, if you do the Avera B'shoigig, in a case if you would have done it b'mezid, you would have been a chayiv Koros, then b'shoigig, the Torah says, you chayiv a chatis. So tomorrow, hukish kulum l'avoy de zorah. All the chiyuvim a chatis is hukish l'avoy de zorah. Ma'al l'hala, just like l'avoy de zorah. Dove shechayav v'mal zoyne Koros, in such a case, if you do it b'mezid, you chayiv Koros. That's without Hasrua, without Soya Chayv Misa. V'shilgos al-chatis in Medina avoy d'zor v'shoigig. That means you forgot as an Isser, or you didn't know this Moloch is called the Melechas avoy d'zorom, is Chayv Chatis. Av kol dover, who had in any other chet in the Torah, shechayov v'mal zdoy nekoris. In the case that you do the chet v'nezid, you chayv koris, v'ashilgos al-chatis. In such a chet, if you do that chet v'shoigig, then you chayv v'chatis. But such a chet you do b'mezid, there's no chiyav korban, there's no chiyav koris, b'shoydig there's no chiyav chatos. Right, that's what you say, right? Rashi, av kol ha-teira, ein nevi in chatos, elo adobo shedoni koris. Stam a lav, you're not chayav chatos. Only in such a lav, that if you do b'mezid, you're chayav koris. Sat rabbonim limud. But there's no limud that shoydig hasta v'yediya b'chlal. As even a tinnik shenishpa, a kid that never knew b'chlal, there's halacha shabbos, never knew there's nisa avoy d'zora, if he dings avoy d'zora, later when he finds out the emes, he's chaya to bring a chatis. He should it. Because he should have learned earlier. So tomorrow, v'yela mundvaz shkoga v'may. Now good, so mundvaz says this hekesh here, and mundvaz before was even asking, even in a case, that you know you're doing an iser, still he says you chaya v'chatis. So that Gemara, if you know, like you know this is chaylev, and you know it's also Pit Chaylev, so why you chayiv a chatis? What's the shaking? That's mamash called amazing. That was Rebbe Kiva's kasha back to Munvaz before. You Munvaz say the chiddush, even if you know it's chatis and you chaylev, and you know it's also Pit Chaylev, still if you eat a shaking, you chayiv a korban. Now what kind of shaking is it? For the more bela Munvaz shkoga b'may, what was he shaking? Rashi bela Munvaz the Yamliel. To me, shoyz leidia b'shas ma'isa chayiv chatis. Even somebody knows right now b'shas is eating the chaylev. I know it's chaylev, and still he's eating it. So how's the case? If I have a chatis of Bokela, what kind of shkoda is that? Something more could go in sheshogad the korban. As Enoch Nami, you knew it's also Pit Chelev, but you only knew there's a lav. You did not know the Torah says that if you do it, you have a chatis. You did not know the korban involved. So you were shogad again to the chiv korban. Trashi, to shogag the korban, to yodeya shechayiv al zoyne korus, I did not say that, to mamish nu b'mezi to chayiv korus, avuleni yodeya shechayiv al achatis, but you forgot this, you said, that if you do it for shogag, you chayiv achatis, that's also called the shogag. Tremendous Kiddush. For Rabbonin, what's the Rabbonin's for? We hold it Rabbonin of Adam, that shigigas korban, no shmesh gogin, that's not called the shogag. Since the Metzias, you know, you're eating chaylev right now, and you know there's an istat eat it, and you even know you get horror if you eat it, that's not called the shogag. Ah, you don't know one prat of a korban, that's not called the shogag though. Trashi lo shmesh gogo, ad she shogag daver atma. Hashoigig means that bechlau, you do not know you're doing an avera. As far as you're concerned right now, you forgot chelev is osam, or you forgot this piece is chelev. You didn't think this is the fat that's osam. You thought this is shuman, this is the mutadika fat, you thought. That's the shoygin. For the case where you know it's issa, just you don't know the chiv korban, havadi apote, that's not called the shoygin, it's called the mezin. Now, according to Rabbonin, how much of a shkoga do you have to have? His munvaz, we just said the chidish was, even though you knew that the chiv koris, still, since you don't know a chatis, you still chayv a chatis. Now, according to Rabbonin, how much of a shkoga do you have to be? There's two ways to learn. Avad, you can't know that the chiv koris involved. What about if you just know there's a lav involved? Now, if you know chelev is also tig, but you thought it's a posh lav, you did not even know there's a chiv koris. Is that called the shogig? Because nageya to chorus and chatas goes together. Since you didn't know that there's such a chomadik issa that you chayev a chorus, maybe that's called the shogig, nageya to korban. Or else no. According to Rabban, the shogig means you bechlal don't know you're doing an issa at all. You think chelev is mamish muta. But if you know that chelev al kol ponim is a lam, that's also called the mezid already. This is the shalom according to Rabban, for Rabbanon, shkog of the mind. So Rashi Rabbonon the boy Ishkogo Bavera Atzma. You have to be sure you don't know that you're doing an Avera now. Shkogo Bamai Kamri, how much of a shogi do you have to be? Shkogo Bakula Milsa, Balav the Chorus. Does it mean your mamash have to be shogi that the chlal you do not know chelev is osur at all? You don't know there's a lav involved, and you don't know there's a chiv chorus involved. As far as you're concerned, it's mamash muta. That's Poshib Shad. No, maybe it's enough, even according to Rabbanin, even though you know chelev is osur, but if you only think it's a lav, you don't know there's a chiv koros involved, maybe that's also called a shvega. That's also called a shvega. Taka machlekes. We have yechel no mat grain sheshvega b'koros. Sant, mashal they pass in the Rambam back like this. That it's enough to say you're a shvega in the koros. Afal pi shizit b'lav. Even though you're a person that knows chelev is osatit, but you only think there's a lav involved, you don't know there's a chiyav koros involved, that's also called the shogeg. And if you eat the chelev now, matnas taiva, you have to be mechatas, a korban. For yashlok yashama no, ashe yishko v'lav a koros, you have to be mamash a shogeg gomer. I mean, as far as you're concerned, it's mutter to eat chelev. You do not even know there's a lav. But lo yitzu, you know it's osatit, but there's a lav even, there wouldn't be a chiyav chatas. Shrashi kivon, she shogeg the koros avagav shizav a lav. She oz ha korban al a koros. So according to Rabbi Yechon, the korban comes because you did not know the cloud, you're doing an aver of a chorus. Who bo? That's the smorrow. With what chet, which chet, the after being a korban chatis, only a chet that has a chiyav chorus to it. So the ikka that's mechayev you a korban is the chorus. So Rabbi Yechon holds, if you do not know this chet has a chiyav chorus, so now you call the ganze shogeg the gate to this new pasha of korban chatis. Therefore you chayev the korban chatis. But as Lakhar says, no, he owes Shogig means poshit. Shogig means even from the lav, you have to think it's mutter. Omar Rav, my time of the Shurim Belakish, what's for Shlokish's time that your mamash have to be a Shogig Lagamri from the lav and from the chorus? Omar Kroa Shalais Yaseno, Pishkoga, the Oshin, and the Oshin. And then you realize you did a chet. Ashe Yishkog Belav, the chorus Shabo. It's Ashe Bishkog, the Rashi Lais Yaseno, Haina Lav. The Torah says, Ashe Lais Yaseno, even the lav mashman was also Bishkoga. So even after Lav Shaboy, you did not know it was also. That's the way of Yechon, that's the way of Rishlokish Dachshins. We have Yechon on, Hai Kroah Kereshim Ben Lokish. This, or maybe Rishim Ben Levi, this Kroah goes according to Rishim Ben Levi. Don't forget, Rav Yechon, Hai Kroah Kereshim Ben Lokish, my Yogadai, I wanted Rav Yechon do with this Pasig that Rishlokish just brought down, that Rishlokish just brought a good Raya. The Pasig says, I shall lay the Asenovish Goga, that even the Lav, you were shaking upon the Lav. So how could Rav Yechon say no? In the case that you know there's a lav involved, just you don't know there's a chiyav koros, also you chayav a chatis. Either Torah says, lo yisafenu b'shgogom, and the Gemara, mi boi le l'katanya. Me'yah Moris, the Pasuk says, prat le mumar, that a mumar is potter from a chiyav chatis. Rav Shimon ben Elosu, oimer, mishum Rav Shimon, asher lo yisafenu b'shgogom v'oshim. Someone did a chet, and then he realized did a chet. Is Hashem Yidiyosai maybe Korban Asher Gosai? Which type of a person that after he realized he did the chet, he has to bring a korban? Only a person that now that he knows he did the chet, he's going to do tshuva. Because he's not a mumur. He's an elochayid. Just he forgot chelav was also. Now you tell him chelav was also, he'll zicha do tshuva, he won't eat chelav anymore. So such a person has a chiyav chatas. Ma'ashen kein lo shov, Yidiyosai, if you have a bandit, a mumma.
That even after you tell him, Chelev is lost, he doesn't care. He's going to go ahead and eat Chelev again. He enjoys it, he's going to eat Chelev again. He's not going to be shaved when he does. Even when he finds out about it, still will continue eating Chelev. Such a person is Eina maybe Korban Ashagosa. The Abisha doesn't want his Korban. Has to be said that the Korban is a Kapara. Who's going to get a Kapara? Somebody does Tshuva. But this bandit that keep on doing Chelev, there's no purpose for him to do a Korban. He doesn't have a Chiyut to be in Korban. So that's what this Pasuk says. Hashalot Yasen Abishgogah V'Yashem, who has to be in Korban? Only somebody that's an Oshem will stop doing the Chet. But if you're not going to stop doing the Chet, you don't have to be in Korban. Let's move right a little bit. Sinan. Learn now Mishnah. There's a Mishnah later. Ovois Malacha is Aboyim Chozrachas. Mishnah says later that there are 39 Ovois Malachas, 40 missing one. The Avinam born, we ask the Kasha, Minyano Lomali, why does the Mishnah have to say 39 like? Cheat to count them. The Mishnah reckons there is 39 Ovois Malachas, so go and count them. Why do you have to have an extra like word in the Mishnah to tell us the Minyano? To make it easier for us, it doesn't have to say that. Trashim Minyano Lomali, list the Ovois Malachas, that's all. Hazarei of Yachirish. Say, these are the obvious mlochus, plowing, planting, lomle lemisne aboim chosrachas. Why does Mishnah have to say 39? Lisnayu, v'yanan yadin, the mem chosrachas ikah. Just say, just count, recognize all the obvious mlochus, and we'll count it ourselves. So no, there are 39. V'yomer Reb Yechon, it said, why does the Mishnah have to say 39? Shim osan kulam, v'helem echod, chayev akolachas v'yachas. The Chiddush says, if you do them all, with one helem, you're forgetting all of them. In other words, you knew Tzvein was Shabbos. Just, you didn't know the Moloch is also. No, Shemos be Kulam, Melam Echad, Chayim HaKolach Zeh. No, the case, you knew Tzvein was Shabbos. Just, you didn't know Tzvein. It's also Zereya, Chayrish, Kaitse, Zereya, Boirer. Because you didn't know each Moloch is also. You were Shogeg in all Lama Tes Molochis. Is Aloko Yechayim HaKolach Zeyachas. Since each Av Moloch is a special Moloch by itself, Yechayim 39 Chatois. It's the case that for one Shabbos, you'll be chayav 39 chatois. Shrashi Shemosan Kulam, v'sim lebi'al mashminim leida kama chatois chayav achilu Shabbos achas. Therefore, the Mishnah says 39 to teach of, it's shayach a guy that can have to bring 39 chatois for one Shabbos. He did ramish every single lamed, every malach he did. The helam achas means he forgot today was Shabbos. No, not forgot, he knew today was Shabbos. Just he forgot that this malach, he forgot about the 39 malachas. For the Gemara, hechi mishkachas lo, v'zodin, how do you find such a case that Yechayev 39 Melochis, v'zodin Shabbos, is this have to say is a guy that knew today was Shabbos? Because if he forgot today was Shabbos, the Mishnah says, you only chayev one chattis. That's called Yeikish Kogavos, you forgot today was Shabbos. Then you only have to bring one chattis, because there's one shaving, you forgot today was Shabbos. Here we want to say, Yechayev 39 chattis, his zicha knows today is Shabbos. You have to say, Vizodin Shabbos, the guy is aware that today is Shabbos. Vishigas Molochis. Just he forgot that the Molochis are also. But I call upon him, he knows that such is the Shabbos. Now the kasher is, what kind of modern year is this? If he was a shogun in all 39 Molochis, he thought every single Moloch is mutter to do. So what do you mean he knows the Shabbos? What is Shabbos called then? That the guy could do every single Moloch that there is, what do you mean he knows today is Shabbos? The Chur of the Kasher is he doesn't know Trey Shabbos then. If you know Trey Shabbos, Shabbos means that there's an Issa, Shrisi, you have to rest. What do you have to rest from? What do you think Shabbos is? For the Gemara, how do you have this case? So Bishteim of the Rabbi Yechon is very good. Could go in Sheshor Gag Mekoros. With Afal Pi, Shehezit Balav. We're talking about a person, the Yid, that knows this Shabbos. And he knows this Lamates Melachos. Now he thought all the Melachos of Shabbos only have a laugh to it. There's no Chiv Koros involved by Shabbos, and there's no Korban involved by Shabbos. Therefore, if this person does it with such a machshavam, he's chayiv 39 chatois. That's good according to Rabbi Yechonin. B'shchach is not going to yod alev is Shabbos b'lav. He akol ponim knows that such a yisayid of Shabbos negayet to a lav. Elo l'Rev Shem ben Lokish to yomar, ad she yishko b'lav v'koris. Rastokis says, no, when is a person chayiv achatis? When his mom is such a big shegeg that he b'chlau does not even know there's a lav involved. He b'chlau doesn't think there's an isra at all. He doesn't know b'chlau you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. You're allowed to plant on Shabbos. He thinks it's mutter. Or the zoi diyodalei b'Shabbos amayin. How do you call this guy? He's called the guy that knows Shabbos. He's not shugging about Shabbos. He's only shugging about the melachis. The guy doesn't know one melach at the Shabbos, so it's called he forgot about Shabbos. He doesn't know Shabbos. What do you mean he knows Shabbos? Have the Gemara, I'll tell you, the Yadina B'Tchumim. He knows one halacha. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk with the Tchum. That's what he knows. The Aliba, the Rabbi Kiva, and it goes to the Quant Rabbi Kiva, that holds the Yisra Tchum is the Raisa. Because, Poshu, we hold the Yisra Tchum is only on him with the Rabbanim. But there's Rabbi Kiva Shita that holds that you're not allowed to walk out of Tchum Shabbos. Some people see in Erevin, some Shita is on a contra Rabbi Kiva, the Issa of the Raisa is only Yud Beis Mil, like you have in the Mishkan, in the Midbar. If you walk Yud Beis Mil out of your city, then you're Chayim Midraisa. That's that we have our Payim Amma that Zich only Midravani in the contra Rabbi Kiva. But I call part of a contra Rabbi Kiva that Ahecha Timsa, by walking Yud Beis Mil out of the city, you're over the Issa of the Raisa. So this Yid knew this one halachi. No, today is Shabbos. And he learned that on Shabbos, Kiel Mokadet Chum, that's all he knew. So he knew today is Shabbos. He forgot every single Lam Tas Melachis. He's called the Shogi, and all the Melachis, and he's Chai of 39 Chatois. Drashi, Bishan Rav Yechniel Meshkodesh Karish Moshkogo, Mishkachas Lazod, and Shabbos Balav, Meshkogo Melachis, the Christos, the Yadalei, the Shabbos, Shuhuz, are all alive. He knows that such a thing as Shabbos is alive. Oy shel kulon oy shel achas men. Might not come in even knew the law on all on the test blockers, or he knew just in Amara Kukan Shabbos. Hakol Panim, he knew there's such a thing as Shabbos. Or Mashaykh, according to Resh Lokas, Yod Lev Shas Mai. Halloy Bekulon Shogag, Kisar Veshakol Lama Test Blockers Mutaris. If you have a Yid that thinks all Lama Test Blockers are Mutar, what do you mean he knows there's Shabbos? No, there's no Shabbos, I'm sorry. The Teretiz Betchumin, the Inon the Korban, the Aliba the Rabbi Kiva, the Yom HaMasech the Saita, Tchumim the Yeraisen Ninu, the Tnan Voi Bayem Dorash Rabbi Kiva, Umidoysa Michutz Liyer. Rabbi Kiva Shri to read that there's an Issa Mid Yeraisa to walk Chutz from Yud Beis Mil, to walk outside the Tchum. From the Saisen, Rashi learns here, Mamash Chayim the Chatz is a contra Rabbi Kiva. So I call upon him to get to something that is a Chiyiv that is Nisa the Yeraisa. Alright, stop it. Yeah, we're holding Dav Samech Tes Amar Aleph, halfway down. So the Morman Tan Alohoda Tan Rabbonin. Who's the Tan of this Braisa? Shogag b'ze uvaze zehu shogi ekoma b'teira. If somebody is shogig in both, that means that he forgot today was Shabbos, and also he forgot that these molochas are osur, he forgot both, that's the ike shogi ekoma b'teira. Like Rashi says, zehu shogi ekoma b'teira, kloima, heichod is shogag b'shabbos uve molochas. He forgot today was Shabbos, and he also forgot these molochas are osur. As he was chorash and kotzer on Shabbos, and he forgot these are osur. Is ein kan ledin v'loydayin lekante v'ein lechoshegik hazir. Nobody will be mechulak on you. This is zicha called the shegig. That in such a case, he is zicha mechayiv achatis if you did this on Shabbos. Hezid b'zeh b'zeh. Let's say forget the person knew today was Shabbos. And the person also knew you're not allowed to be chorish, you can't plow on Shabbos, you can't cut off the tefuah on Shabbos. Zuhi mezid omav atera. That's pshita called the mezid. If he did it with Eidim, with Asura, he's chayiv misam. Without Asura, without Eidim, he's only chayiv chorus. Shrash hezid bezeh, bezeh ein lecha mezid kezeh. Now we have the shayla though, shogag b'shabbos. Somebody was a shogag, and Shabbos means he forgot today was Shabbos. Vehezid b'mloches, and he did the mloches, he knew. You're not allowed to be chorash on Shabbos. You can't plow on Shabbos. Just he forgot today was Shabbos. That's one case of a shkoga. That is sachay v'chatis. If he does the melachas on Shabbos. Or another case is sheshogag b'melachas. He forgot you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos. He forgot about melachas charisha. He forgot about the melachas koitzer. For he did b'Shabbos. He taka knew today was Shabbos. Just he forgot these melachas are rosa. That's also called the shegi that you chay v'chatis. Oh, you know the... Oy, she'omar, yodei ani shemlocha zu asura. I talk you know today is Shabbos, and I know you're not allowed to make charish on Shabbos, you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos. Avol eni yodei shechayov malei korban. I don't know if you chayev a korban if you plow on Shabbos, oy loy. Is chayev? Such a case is also called a shegeg, that you chayev a korban. So if more command, who is the shita kun munvas? This is munvashita we had before. The real the chiddush, mshegig is mamish kemezid. You take and know you're doing the avera. Just you don't know there's a chiyuv korban. That's also mechayiv to bring a korban.
Weiter. Om Rabaye, Hakilmoy, dem Bishwas Bitoy, everybody is masking, muss uns see them in Zaria Biechnen, and Zaria Shim Ben Lokish, that by the Korban of Bishwas Bitoy, if you swear fools, there's a Chiddush after bring Korban. Shein Chayov Mole Korban, at Sheyishkog Velav Shebo. Here even Rabbi Yechanan is moida. You only be chay of a korban shvuz bitui if your shogag means you forgot, you do not even know there's a lav in making this shvuz shov. So the more hakol moidim, who's the man the yom that's moida here, you don't need a lav. In other places, even though you know there's a lav, is man Rabbi Yechanan. The chur goes according to Rabbi Yechanan. That even though by Shabbos Lamashal he's moida, even though you know you're not allowed to plow, you know it's also to do on Shabbos, just you think there's only a lav involved. You don't know there's a chiyuv koris for such a shkogi you called chayav korbin. Here by Shavuos Bitoy you'll be potter from a korbin. And what's the chilek? The chilek is that Shavuos Bitoy is the one case of the chiddush, even though there's no chiyuv koris b'mezid. If you do a shavuos shav b'mezid, you only chayav a lav. There's a chiddush akruv. You do it for shogig though, that you have to bring a korbin. So the more pshita, avad Rav Yechon is moed here, you have to be a shogig in the lav, because there's no chorus involved. So lo yitzri, the person knows that by swearing fools, you're over lav. There's no shkoga then. That's called 100% mason. So the more kikom, Rav Yechon, and when does Rav Yechon say a chiddush that even though you know there's a lav, it's still called a shogig, hechadik a chorus, where there's a chiyuv chorus involved. So we say you call the shegeg because you don't know, you forgot there's a chiyuv koris for Melechus Shabbos. Aval hocha, but here by Shavuos Bitoy they're swearing fools, the lack of koris, even if you swear fools for major, there's no chiyuv koris. There's only a lav. Loi avad Rabbi Yechon is moidim. It's only called the shegeg if you forgot there's an issur b'chlal to swear fools. So at the Gemara name, Salka Dai Techaminich, I would think, Hoyo v'chayiv korbin chidishu, without this chidish by Shavuos Bitoy. It's a chidish that is the chiyuv korbin here. Why? To v'chol ha-terukul all over, loy ashkechon lav demais yolei korbin. We never find a lav that you have to bring a korbin on the lav alone. As we had before, you learn off from Avodah Zorah, it's only such averas that have the chiyuv korbin. If you do the avera, b'mezid, akoponim, there's a chiyuv korbin. If there's a misa, if there's a chiyuv misa avada, but even if there's at least a chiyuv koris, that is such a avera. If you do it b'shoigeg, you chayiv a korban. Ma'ashenker an avera that only has a chiyuv lav to it, even if you do it b'mezid, there's no chiyuv korban. Ma'ashenker here by Shavuos Bitoy, this is the one exception, that even though there's only a lav, still you chayiv a korban. Lashkon lav de maisi, la korban v'hoche maisi, ma'ashenker here is the one case that you are, I would think he shogag b'korban nami l'chayiv, that according to Rabbi Yechon, since it's a chiddushia, even though you know there's a lav, but since you're a shogig nogei to the chiyuv korban, you don't know there's a chiyuv korban, that's also called the shkoga to mechayiv your korban, kamash malon, no, that's a bias chiddush, kamash malon, that here Rabbi Yechon is also